This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue our study of false views of truth. And I want to say just a little more about the point that I was discussing as we closed last time in our false view number 8. It is a false view of truth to hold that there is a middle ground between truth and error. As I pointed out, there is the view being held that somehow or other there is some sort of middle ground between truth and error. According to this view, one does not necessarily espouse error if he rejects the truth. However, I must call your attention to the fact that Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me." Luke chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus both knew and taught that there is no middle ground between truth and error. He also taught that men cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus knew that there is no neutral, that is, no middle ground between the two alternatives of truth and error. Jesus here makes that fact both clear and pointed. Surely every honest man will face up to that fact. But we are being barraged today, both from the world and from modernists within the church, with the view that it is a radical, even a fanatical view, to hold that one must learn and obey the pure, undiluted truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Such people are like those referred to by newspaper columnist when he said, "If I say a liquid is poison, and you insist that it is a tonic, the moderate would ask us to dilute it with water before drinking it. But if it is a poison, it should not be drunk at all. And if it is a tonic, then it should not be weakened with water. The real question is, who is right? It is not who can make the most soothing compromise between extremes." Now there is, of course, such a thing as truth between two errors. But note carefully the distinction which I am making. While I admit that there is truth between two errors, I am insisting that there is no middle ground between truth and error. If there is a view between the truth and an error relative to a particular matter, then that view is just another error. If, let us say, man A says that the proposition, "The Bible teaches that salvation is in the church for which Jesus died," is true, and man B says that the proposition is false, it would then be absurd for man C to say, "There is much good to be said both for the position of man A and for the position of man B." The truth of the matter is, the position of man A is true. Jesus Christ died, shed his blood for the church, to purchase it. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, the position of man A is true, and the position of man B is false. The modernists, both in and out of the church, would say, in effect, "Add a little water to either view and drink it. But if the view is poison, that is, if it's false, then it ought not to be drunk, that is, it ought not to be accepted by anyone at all. And if it is tonic, that is, if it's true, then it ought not to be diluted, that is, made less stringent than it really is." Those preachers today who actually have espoused modernism and therefore have gone soft on truth must remember that the Bible is the Word of God, that it is objective truth, it is not relative, it is not changed by what they or anyone else thinks about it. The Bible plainly teaches that Jesus came and died on the cross, that he was resurrected from the dead. My interpretation of the Bible will not change that. The Bible teaches that Jesus died, shed his blood for the church. Neither my interpretation nor yours will change that. The interpretation of the modernists will not change it. Let me emphasize that those who hold that truth is changed by the ideas of everyone who reads the Bible are simply false. Let me emphasize that those who teach this are teachers of false doctrine, and all who do not repent will be lost. My friend, I plead with you today to recognize that there is no middle ground between truth and error.